I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In 2017, the world endured one of the greatest injustices of all time when filming of the third installment of the Sex and the City movies was abruptly and inexplicably shut down. Months later, here we sit, reeling from a lack of closure and struggling with questions that we'll never be able to answer. Living in a world where we're so callously robbed of the final chapter we all deserved is something I simply cannot stand for. Therefore, I, Lara Marie Shainhalls, am taking matters into my own hands, and I'm saving Sex and the City 3. Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Saving Sex and the City 3. I'm your host, Lara Marie Shainhalls, and here today with me is none other than Jordan Firstman.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh my God.
I'm so glad that you're here.
I cannot believe I am in Paris right now. I love Paris. For those listeners who don't know, Lara literally lives in any European country. Like, her courtyard is just Europe.
It's Europe.
You're transported, and then like you get in here and there's exposed wood, and it's like so cozy. Like,
really,
I feel
cozy.
Like, you have a tea set. Like, do you have a tea set?
I don't, but I did just get a teapot.
You need a tea set.
I,
like,
do.
This needs to be like even more Europe than it is.
I'm working on it. I think I've left my apartment a total of like 3 times in the past 2 weeks.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
It's just like, why? I'm why? Like, why?
Yeah. And like days like this, like, full disclosure, it's raining.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be a bitch, but like, it's raining right now, and it like, it makes it even more Parisian.
Yeah. And then that's when you need to like put like a soup on the stove.
Yes.
I need an apron.
You know how someone told me once how to make a house a home?
Mm.
Cook onions.
Oh, just
it's all, like, this, like, the smell of onions,
yeah,
being cooked,
mm-hmm,
makes a house feel like a home.
Totally.
If I had come in here and like smelled that like cooking smell, I would have just been in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, you were eating oatmeal.
I'm having like a little bit of oatmeal. I yeah. did burn some expensive incense.
No, it smells.
To try
good.
And,
it smells
like, get a good
very
vibe.
Good in
yeah.
here. It's strong.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah.
You were a big get for me because I think
stop.
You're so funny. And then I started to get nervous because I was like, will I match?
You're going to shine so much harder than me in this podcast because I am like, your followers are going to hate this, but like, I'm not a huge Sex and the City head. Like, it's comfort food for me for
yeah.
sure. But like, I have not gone down the rabbit hole where like, I've seen every episode 6 times,
mm-hmm,
and like know every word.
But you're a storyteller at heart.
I'm a storyteller, and the good thing, the reason I'm like nervous but not nervous to come on the show is because like Sex and the City is a cartoon.
Yeah.
And like, when you have cartoon characters, like the personality traits are so specific and they never change.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you watch one episode and you can write 20 seasons.
You get it.
Yeah. Like, you're like, oh, that every scene, like, Samantha's going to be a whore and Charlotte's going to be uptight and like Carrie's going to be insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Miranda's like the voice of reason.
But also, like,
but
we'll
also
get
intense.
Into this, but like, no.
Yeah. No.
Wait, I think she.
Who are you in the scheme? Like, who do you identify as?
I mean, we're all Carrie's.
Yeah.
Of course.
We're all, yeah.
I would say I'm probably a Carrie Samantha,
mm-hmm,
hybrid.
Same.
Really?
Yeah.
That's like the best hybrid. I mean, like, Yeah, I don't resonate at all with Charlotte. Like, no part of me is Charlotte. You have a little Charlotte with the things.
Mm-hmm.
You like things.
I love things.
And you like them your way.
Oh, I love my way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, the
whole life right now is my way.
Your way.
Sometimes much to my detriment.
Yeah. And like, the part of you that isn't Carrie is that, like, she lets people, like, dictate what her life is.
Yeah.
Like, the people around her so, like, inform the state she's in.
Carrie. Yeah.
It's like, I feel like she needs to, like, really work on, like, loving herself and, like, making her own. Because she, like, pretends she makes her own rules. But then, like, the second, like, anyone is weird with her, she's like, my life is over.
Yeah, she freaks out. Someone makes, like, a face at her and she has a meltdown. She needs to go on a silent retreat.
She definitely
does. Like, a 10-day
long. But it's
long.
Like, that's what she probably thinks. Like, her talking in every episode, that's what she thinks meditation is. She's like, I meditate all the time.
Yeah.
Writing is my meditation. It's like, no, bitch, you're so neurotic.
Yeah, she's neurotic as fuck.
I know. It always like shocks me when hot people are neurotic.
Because you're just like, wow, you're so hot. Like, how can you have any problems?
How can you have thoughts like that? Like,
yeah.
Like, what do you have to think about?
Are you asking the world?
Yeah, like, but like really hot people. You're kind of a hot neurotic person.
Thanks. Oh my god, I'm like, I'm hot. Wow. Yeah.
I mean, you're definitely like a hot girl.
Thanks.
But you're also neurotic.
I'm very neurotic.
Yeah.
That's why I don't leave, and I just podcast and talk. I do my own like Carrie Bradshaw version.
Yeah.
Except no one can dictate my life because I don't see
anyone. You don't see anyone.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if Carrie lived in LA, like, she would live in this apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And not leave.
No.
She's so wrong for LA.
She doesn't make sense here.
No.
LA rejected her.
Yeah.
And like, she can't. Like, I loved those episodes when she came to LA, when like they tried to develop like her story. And like, I felt like that, like, was a really good read on how LA kind of works.
Just doesn't work. And just like can't work for some people.
Yeah.
Like, obviously Samantha thrived here.
Duh. She was
like,
meant
she's born to live in LA. I think even Charlotte could live in Beverly Hills.
Oh,
like,
totally.
She can have that life. Yeah, like, there, I mean, like, Miranda
would make it work if she had to,
Miranda,
but she's a
like,
New Yorker at heart.
And she's gotta come out.
I've had, okay, so the last Saving Sex and the City 3 episode, what had a Miranda as a lesbian storyline. Like, that's always something that's kind of played with.
In mine, we don't have that, but, like, I want it, I, like, almost want to start it and just, like, skip the part where she decides it. Like, you start it.
She just is.
She's like, has a girlfriend now.
Yeah.
And it's like never talked about. It's just like, and like, it's like when they change like the kid actors in shows.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, we're just not going to discuss it. It's always been this person. Like, Miranda's always been a lesbian. Like, she is, since episode one, like, she has been a lesbian, and like, that's it.
Like, they're referring to her past.
Yeah. She's like, well, remember when Carol left you?
Yeah.
And she's like, listen, don't get me started on that. Seriously, girls.
And they're like, we don't want to go down that road again.
And let's not then. Anyway, like, Samantha.
Anything that gaslights the audience. Because you know that there would be some women watching it being like,
was
she a lesbian? Like, going back and watching.
Yeah. Rewatching.
Starting
them.
Forums online.
Steve
to try
is
and,
a woman.
Talk about it. Yeah.
And she got my boyfriend, who you know, Charles, mm-hmm. he like swore that he was like in a bar and like Steve was there and kept like looking at him and being like really sexual, like literally biting
like
his
cruising
lip.
Him.
Yeah, fully cruising him. And like Charles like swore by that story for years. And then we like looked up what he's like now and he's like, oh, it wasn't him. Like, because he looks so different now.
That's a really good story. Yeah. He does look different though.
He does look different now.
What?
Yeah. Do you need to look it up?
I was going to look it up, but then my internet.
He's gray. I think he's like super gray and he got a little looser. Like his skin got, you know, like skinny guys, like their skin gets loose.
Yeah. That's sad.
But he could definitely, I think he's super hot though.
He is hot. The more I rewatch, like, it's funny how your tastes change over the years.
Yeah.
Because like.
You used to think Aiden was the hottest or something.
Oh, yeah.
I could see
I was,
you
like,
being.
Full Aiden head.
Yeah. I am not into him looks wise.
Really?
Like,
I'm into
so
it when he
not
gets
my
like
type.
Not long hair anymore. When he gets like short hair.
It's just so like, it's so TV film. Yeah. Like, he just looks like such an actor to me. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, Big, I've always found Big is really hot. Yeah. Sexy. Mm-hmm. Big and Steve. Like, what's Samantha's guy up to now?
Richard?
No, the young one.
Oh, Smith Jared.
Yeah, what's he up to?
I don't think his acting career ever, like, popped off in a major way.
You know exactly. You know what he's like? He's like the like young cast in the comeback.
Yeah,
he's so that. Like, just like that, like,
so excited.
So excited. Like, so Lutz. Hot. Yeah exactly. You should get him on the podcast.
I should.
I'm sure he's not busy.
He has probably a lot of ideas.
Yes.
I mean, I would love to
hear
his
pitch.
He has pitches
for himself.
Yeah.
So how do we do that? Like,
basically what we do, it's pretty simple. I throw to you and then you say what your like pitch is essentially. Okay. Like, it can be like one line or you can do like kind of the arcs for each character.
Yeah, I
and
have
then
like
we go
one
back to the beginning
thing for each character.
Okay, perfect. And then we just take it from the beginning
okay,
and
great.
Build it.
Okay, yeah. Great. I love that, because then it's like you have something to build to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Should and I we have just... we did yeah, just jump in.
Okay. So I want this movie to be like the reality of their what they have done mm-hmm. and like I want all the consequences that never happen to happen in this movie.
Okay,
so the big thing in this movie is like Samantha gets or has had since 1991 AIDS.
Okay.
And she just never got tested.
Okay.
Like, so this is like this whole series you've been like, she's so loose, she's free, and then like you never realize like, why isn't she going to like get tested more?
Yeah.
Does she get tested on the show?
She got tested once on the show. Yeah. And because like she was gonna fuck this guy who had like a crazy swing in his apartment. He was like, I don't fuck until we test.
Yeah.
And then she got tested and flipped out because she thought she was gonna get AIDS.
Yeah, it was a false test.
Yeah, and then
in that episode,
that was a false negative. Yeah,
and so she and that was year.
So she never got tested again. After
she
that.
Never got. Well, she was like, I don't have AIDS. Like, yeah. I can do whatever I want.
She
so
like,
she never got tested.
Just do it once.
And then she started finding lesions, like because like this is not like we think that like 80s 90s AIDS is over, but it's not. It just can
not.
Be treated like it. So like if she had gone on meds in 1991,
she would have been chill.
She would have been
but
totally
she's just
fine.
Like let her
she's
AIDS
let,
marinate
yes.
for years.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like so she's like, I mean, she is cursed with sickness like that.
I'm picturing like in A Normal Heart when they're on the beach and Jonathan Groff like goes to catch the football and falls on the ground. That's Samantha.
And like, she's like swimming in her pool.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's back in LA.
Yeah.
Or she's by coastal now.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like swimming in her pool and then she just stops. Like she can't swim anymore.
Yeah.
Like she's too tired.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, she like reaches over like the like cobblestone thing and she's just like, and you see her be like, why am I so tired? And then she like looks at her arm and like tries to flick something off. Like she thinks it's a fly. God. And that's like the start of the lesions.
Okay. All right.
And okay. So that's like, that's Samantha's journey.
Wow.
This Carrie is confronted in this movie. She is $1.4 million in debt. And like
love in credit card
like
debt?
Credit card debt.
Okay.
And like she like I think there was other things too, like besides it was like doctor's bills, it was like
the mortgage on her apartment
like she just never paid.
She's like wasn't paying
She just wasn't paying for
like
ever.
Someone will handle that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so, married now.
Yeah. I'm and like is she married?
She's married to Big.
Yeah.
But like, so does he discover her debt?
Yeah, and then he's like,
it's my debt. Okay, wait, we'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get
so
there.
Okay,
we just know that Carrie is $1.4 million in debt. So Miranda gets a kind of fun, complicated current story in this one.
Because
I think Miranda's morals are, like, non-existent or, like, bad. Like, I don't think she actually, like...
Really?
Yeah, I think like at heart she just like
she's cutthroat.
She's cutthroat and she just wants to fucking win.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like she doesn't care what who she's winning for.
Mm-hmm.
So she's gonna defend Bill Cosby in this. And she's going to be his defense attorney.
Okay.
And
she gets a new case.
Yeah, she gets a new case slapped on the table.
And it's Bill.
Bill, and she goes, I love a challenge.
Life has hardened her.
Yeah, life has hardened her. And she, you know, she's a full lesbian now. So, like, okay, she, yeah, she, like, you know how, like, never mind.
Okay.
I was going to say, like, a sweeping statement about lesbians, but I won't say it. But yeah, she's like, I think she is, like, in a relationship right now with, like, a much younger, like bitch.
Like a hot Instagram model. Like a hot model.
Instagram bitch.
Okay. Yeah. Miranda's gotten, like, incredibly wealthy, yeah. I imagine. Like,
yeah, she's a top tier New York lawyer now.
Yeah, she left her like law firm, yeah, and she got divorced with Steve, yeah, realized that she was like a full blown power lesbian, yeah, and then just became like,
yeah,
the hottest attorney in New York.
And like when like
she lived in like a penthouse.
Yes.
Like,
and she has become obsessed with accumulating wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Like obsessed with it. Like she does not care. Like, she wants power and wealth now.
Okay.
And she wants to treat that little slut like the slut she is. She wants to, like, she is bathing her in diamonds. This hot Instagram girl is, yeah, in
Miranda
heaven.
Miranda only dates models.
Yes.
So, like,
yes,
this Instagram girl is played by Stella Maxwell. She's a Victoria's Secret model.
Okay.
And yes, also a lesbian. Yes. She, like, had an affair. I think she's, yeah, actually with Kristen Stewart.
Okay, okay.
So, yeah.
I mean, it could be one of the Hadids as well.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I want them, like...
Miranda turns.
Turns. And girls. It's like, you think that, like, Miranda coming out, she would, like, be like, okay, like, I want, like, stability. I want, like, another butch woman. And, like, no, she wants to, like, drown women in diamonds. She, mm-hmm, wants, like, them in the tanning bed every day. She bought a tanning bed for their yeah, penthouse. She's like, make sure the roots are bleached, mm-hmm, every day.
Yeah. She
and
wants
she's
them
like,
to be
micro-
as hot as,
yeah,
possible.
Yeah.
And if they like fart, you're,
yeah,
done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And she, and like, she's got,
she's like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Exactly. Like she has one, mm-hmm, but there's always, she's like always swarmed, like at parties.
Waiting in the wings.
Cause now she's going to a lot of parties.
And going to like clubs.
Clubs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She like gets the table and, yeah, is at the, yeah, head.
And like, they're just like,
and she's like, you guys kiss each other. And then, like,
yes,
they kiss.
Yes, yes, yeah, yes. And then she goes, I love my life.
She, like, smokes cigars.
Yes,
she's,
yes,
in a full-blown personality.
She's, like,
a
full-blown personality change. She's adopted the patriarchy in ways that you could never imagine.
Yeah.
Like, she is like, you know what? Like, if like, I'm going to, like, choose this life, like, I'm going, like, full man.
Yeah.
Like, I am a powerful man now.
Yes.
And, like, men, I want to get men off if they're guilty, because, mm-hmm, I'm one of them.
Okay.
Love it. And that's why she takes on the Cosby case.
Okay. Great logic. I love it. Okay, yeah. What about Charlotte?
Charlotte is, like... She gets like really into like miniatures and like she's like building dollhouses this entire movie.
Okay.
And like she's kind of going just through her own psycho. She's like, yeah, she's becoming like a child.
Okay.
Like she is like, I think they like talk about that in the show a little, like she's a little childish,
mm-hmm,
but now she's having like full psychosis, like, like you, the next time you see Charlotte, she goes, "Mama, I'm hungry." And then they're like, "Charlotte," and she's like, oh, "What? Sorry, where are we eating?" And like, so she just is like, in the beginning, she's like dipping into this like, okay, childlike behavior,
mm-hmm,
and they're all kind of like, "What's going on?" And like, I think by the end, she is like full like pretty princess, like come into my home, and like just she's like lost it.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
Do you think we can get there?
I think we can get there.
Okay.
I'm excited also to see if we can like get
ground
anyone
it
out of this, like ground it. Yeah, like there's a lot to work with.
Yeah,
here,
yeah.
And that's what I like.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I feel like this movie starts out, I think it starts out with like a not like banging on the door of like Carrie's apartment.
Yeah.
And like, a debt collector has,
yes,
come
to take her bed.
To take her bed.
Yes. And her shoe, all of her shoes in her bed.
And all of her shoes, yeah.
And she's like sobbing, going crazy.
Yeah.
And she like, they have like iPhones at this point, right?
They have iPhones.
In the second movie, they have iPhones. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she's just like group thread. They have a group thread, I'm assuming.
They have a group thread. Yeah. I think she calls Miranda.
Yeah.
And she's like, and it's like the split screen phone call. And like Carrie goes to answer the door and thinks it's like Big or something, home from a business trip.
Can we change up like the direction style a little bit? I don't want to do split screen in this one.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, I want it to feel like...
This is not cinematic.
I want it to feel like European cinema.
Okay, great.
Like really wide shots, like very, very like simple and sleek. The camera is always moving subtly.
Mm-hmm.
Like I want zooms. Like this isn't coverage. Okay. Like we're not getting like over the shoulder shots in this movie.
No B-roll.
No B-roll at all.
Okay, so Carrie, there's like... I think you just see like sweeping shots of New York City, but it's gray.
Yeah.
It's no longer the friendly city we all used to know and love.
That's so smart because it's like we know immediately what we're getting into.
Yeah. And there's a knock on the... I feel like the soundtrack is very sparse in this movie. Like there's no music really.
Oof. Yeah. Just like the sound of like streets and rain and
streets,
like,
rain, buses. anything.
The sound design will be amazing.
Yeah.
There's
up for an Academy Award.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the kind of movie that gets best director, best like soundtrack.
Yes. Yes. Like it's not going to get the best picture nom just because like it should actually, but they're like, no, it's Sex and the City.
Yeah.
And then people are like, no, but like watch it.
Yeah.
Like it's actually not.
Mm-hmm.
but it like can't.
The Academy can't wrap their heads. They're too old to really understand. Like a total genre shift.
Yeah. Like Kirsten Davis should be getting nom for this role. Like this is like her full psychosis.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not going to get nom for this.
No justice.
No justice.
So
okay. Sweeping shots.
A knock on the door. The Carrie and Big's apartment is like bathed in this kind of like gray light. Like it's just like very kind of dark and dim in there. And you see Carrie frantically, like she's like running around the apartment in a row.
Yeah.
Her
had one idea.
What?
I have an idea for the cold open.
Yes.
But it could, it's like, I don't want it to step on the toes of this scene because this scene is so good.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if the cold open is like her walking down the street a la the opening,
mm-hmm.
and like, right as like she's doing like her iconic like walk next to the bus, a taxi hits a bicycle. Blood is clutching it. Like it's played very real. Like everyone goes like crowding around, like she included. And like the ambulance has to come. And it's just like a really disturbing scene.
I love
scene.
That. Okay, great.
And then it's like Sex and the City.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I love it.
And then we get the knock.
With the gray city. And then it kind of comes down. Carrie's walking.
Yes.
And
oh, yeah. Like we have a huge crane shot of like this guy just dying on the floor.
Yeah.
And like, and everyone's around him. And Carrie's just like, oh
and
my
she
God, she's
blood that splattered
blood
on her
on
like
her
the
tutu.
Yeah on her
like
tutu.
She has blood on her tutu
and then she's horrified
and then so we like are on that and then we like pan up to the gray sky with the city and then it's Sex and the City.
Yes.
Great.
So then she gets home to her apartment
and then we just go straight to knock knock knock.
And she's like lots of cuts.
Kind
of bridging from one scene to the next.
Yeah, we're just making like, cinema here. Like this isn't cinema. Like writing. No. Like we're filmmaking right
it
now.
It writes itself. So the knock, knock, knock on the door.
Yeah.
And she's like crying. And like we just see her how she has to let these people
take everything.
And they
Does she take everything or like... Like, is she left with, like, just, like, boxes of, like, papers and old laptops? Or is, like, is
They take
some
things,
stuff,
anything of, like, value. Yeah. Today is the day.
Yeah.
Of, like,
yeah.
It was either pay or we take.
And she, you know, she's playing
she's
the victim.
She's pay, yeah.
She, and, like, she's just like, I just didn't know.
No.
How
no
is I,
me.
No one told me I had this debt. Like, where, are you sure you got the right address? Like, I wasn't getting those letters.
And I think also in this movie, Big is gone.
Yeah.
But we never ask or talk about, like, where he went.
Yeah.
It's just, like, he's
not
no
around.
Longer
she's not
around. Yeah. Like, it's fraught.
And it's like... I don't think they're like divorced, but he has not been there in a long time.
Yeah.
It's like this unspoken thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I feel like she's also like,
I feel like that has to do a lot with her debt, because he didn't know, like, when they got married, yeah, how much debt was,
well, that's
accrued.
A huge, like, and she's then, so mad at him for being dishonest, and it's like, bitch, you lied.
$1.4 million of debt. Yeah.
And like, Big, like, I think Big has that money, but not like, not that like, much more. Not that he can throw away.
No, and not
I'd say
to,
like, Big
give
probably
her to,
has
like
seven million yeah, total.
Seven to ten
net worth. So like 1.4 is a huge chunk of that.
Yeah, and probably much of his net worth is wrapped up in real estate, yeah, not like liquid.
Yeah,
assets.
Exactly. Exactly.
I said that.
Yeah,
like, did it sound like I knew what I was talking about?
Yeah. And he and Carrie's explaining that, like, so like Miranda on the phone's like, just get debt to pay it. She's like, no, it's not liquid. Like, he doesn't have the liquid.
Yeah.
And she's trying
at this
to like
point,
understand.
Just in her closet, like, yeah, kind of curled up, like, yeah, talking to Miranda on the phone.
Yeah.
And
they take the shoes off her feet.
Yeah. And they take all her, like, any shoes that don't have like, yeah, scuff marks on, yeah, the bottom of them. They take.
And they're like taking her laptop. She's like, no, I didn't hit save. That was like the piece.
Yeah. And they slap it closed.
Yeah, they slap it
throw
closed.
It in the box. Yeah. Yeah. And like slowly you just see all her furniture being,
yeah,
taken,
yeah,
out.
Yeah. Those we're going to jump cut. Like jump cuts to like bed's gone. Dresser's gone. Like, yeah. So like by the end it's like cut. She's on the floor alone.
Yeah. And at different points in the conversation with Miranda, like,
yes,
she's trying,
yes,
to,
yes,
like,
yeah, yeah,
figure out, but, yeah, it's like slowly. Yeah. And all she's left with are some like boxes, yeah, like last season's clothes that aren't cute.
Yeah.
And like all her books,
yeah,
which no one took.
Because, yeah,
like maybe her, yeah, last book has just been like a total flop.
Oh, it's just her books that she's written.
Yeah, that she's written.
Oh my God. They're and like they look at her and they're like, you can keep those.
Yeah.
And like
she's like, yeah, don't you want?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah. She's like upset that they don't take it.
Yeah.
I
and
love
so
that, yeah,
adding insult to injury.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's like crying on the phone with Miranda, and Miranda's like, I gotta go. Like,
yeah,
I have a brief due. Like,
yeah,
you got to figure this out.
And Miranda, I kind of want to steal. Have you seen Network? The
no,
movie?
No.
It's fabulous.
Okay.
But Faye Dunaway has a scene where like she is like, she's a TV exec.
Mm-hmm.
And like she is like a fucking cutthroat TV exec.
Love.
And she could like only come when she's like talking about number, the ratings of the network. And it's like such an amazing scene. So I want Miranda, yes, to like have a scene where she's like fingering her model,
mm-hmm,
and just like talking about like lawyer shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes. The briefs.
And like she comes just by fingering and talking about that.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't need to be touched
at all. In
no.
fact, like she will not
she
have it.
She prefers not.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
She prefers to do all the touching and,
yeah,
the talking.
Ooh, can she? She should have like a huge toy closet in this movie.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So we see Miranda, like she hangs up, and I think then we're in her apartment.
In her world, yeah.
And you see that it's like fucking over the top,
yeah,
like penthouse style.
But it's like. It's like all that, like, what do you call those tables that are like clear?
Lucite.
It's all lucite.
Yeah. And it's like so cold
so
and sharp
cold.
Edges, but you know, it's like millions of dollars.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. With like crazy art pieces,
yeah,
like in the corner.
Yeah. But
and
it's like also, it's also Instagrammy too. Like, mm-hmm, it's not like rich. It's, she's let the taste of like her young girlfriend, should we just call her Stephanie?
Stephanie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's let Stephanie like, kind of like run wild,
mm-hmm,
with it, and so it's like Instagrammy but also like rich.
Yeah, I love.
Yeah,
so like I think Miranda's getting off the phone, like she hangs up, and then we see these like arms kind of like snake around her,
uh-huh,
neck, and her like young hot,
yeah,
girlfriend, who now I am just picturing Bella Hadid in her,
yeah,
premiere acting role.
Yeah, it's easier for me to picture that than the woman I don't know.
Yeah, she like leans down,
yeah,
and she's like, are you tired? Like, do you want to go to bed? Or like,
yeah,
says something really,
yeah,
sexual.
Yeah. And she's like,
and then Miranda like pulls her hair and,
yeah,
like forces her to like kiss her.
Oh my God. She pulls her hair and she goes, I've got 45 minutes more of work. You wait in the bedroom like a good little bitch.
And like kisses her
and
really
kisses
hard
her
on
really
the mouth
hard and pushes her away.
Yeah.
And the girl is like writhing. And
yeah,
yeah, Stephanie,
and then
is like,
we have like a sex scene with them where it's just like they're having like
full intense lesbian sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we just see like Miranda has become,
yeah,
like a power hungry
dom.
Yeah.
Like I could almost see like this is our like 50 Shades.
She's like kind of like biting nipples, but maybe too hard.
Yeah.
And ow. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then she's like, do you like that? And she's like, yeah. I don't know. And she's like, just say you like
just
it.
Say you like
and
it.
And like, learn and then they like kind it. Of like, and then there's like a shot of them just like curled up on the bed kind yeah. of, but Miranda gets up and walks away.
Yeah.
Like and an overhead.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Shot.
She gets up and then she just starts like looking out the window smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes, she like, you see like the New York skyline, she's smoking. She goes, this is my city. She's like, she's full Wolf of Wall Street now.
Yes, I love it.
I like, now I'm like, I never resonated with her, but now I like
now
her.
You love
in
her.
This movie, she like comes to life for me.
She does. Okay, yeah. So then there's, I think, a sweeping shot of the city into Charlotte's
yeah.
apartment. Yeah.
We like go like into the wind, in through the window.
In through the window, and then you're there, and it's like, warm. It's like it yeah. actually is like a warm, somewhat yeah. like cozy looking scene, and she's yeah. with her daughters, yeah. and she's like building a dollhouse with yes. her youngest daughter.
Yeah, that's where. And like, yeah, like so this scene, she's like, we're cluing the audience
mm-hmm.
in a subtle way.
Yeah,
like she's maybe a little too into the dollhouse. She's like, oh no, I think that goes there. And
yeah,
like the how old are they now?
Her oldest daughter's probably like 13.
26.
Like probably what the movie came out in like 2007
is no,
that
nine.
8 or 10 yeah. So
and they were just born.
The oldest one's like a teenager, and then the youngest one's probably like 9 or 10.
Okay. Do you think that's too old for dollhouses?
Maybe she says, like, I'm
yeah,
too
old
for
dollhouses.
And she goes, you're like, never too old for dollhouses.
Yes.
And like, she's just like
yeah.
really into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you get to build a world.
Yeah. And she's like, Mom, I want the iPad. Can
yeah.
I just have the iPad? She's like, fine.
Fine. 20 minutes.
Charlotte continues
yes.
to like play with
yes.
the dollhouse,
and she's like doing voices for like
doing
the,
voices
yeah.
and it's yeah. kind of cute, but it's also kind of weird.
Yeah, you do it. I think we should just make it cute for now because it's mm-hmm. gonna get weird later.
Yeah,
so like right now it's just like, oh, that's a sweet moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you're like, oh, finally something nice,
something
in this
nice
world.
In this
yeah.
world. Yeah. Little do they know.
And like maybe there's like a pool on like the side of the
yeah.
dollhouse. I've never seen a dollhouse with a pool, but
yeah.
like I love this. For
yeah,
that.
And then it
and
it
then we get Samantha.
We gotta fade into that scene.
Yeah, where Samantha
the,
finds the lesion,
tries to flick the lesion off.
Her arm like won't move
yeah.
as well. She's
yeah.
like, why is my arm like shoulders
She's
so
like,
sore?
And, like, I hate flies. Must be dead or something.
Yeah.
And
in,
yeah.
And like, it's just, she's yeah. like, hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, so like, I feel like, do you feel like the AIDS is like the inciting incident that brings them all together?
Yeah, I think so. Or Carrie, like,
Some sort
Carrie
of
Carrie needs somewhere to stay, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, maybe now she's getting.
Yeah. Maybe we should do like, should Samantha be in LA or like, can we just find her a pool in New York?
We'll have her a pool in New York.
Yeah,
yeah.
She could be at the Soho House or something.
Yeah. Or in like an indoor pool in her nice apartment
yes.
building.
Yeah. 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 So
yeah.
they're all in New York. So they have like. Okay.
So then.
So now do we have our first brunch scene?
I think we have Carrie meeting with like a banker.
Yeah.
And or she's having a meeting with like an accountant. And
yeah.
it's like back to like total gray.
Yeah.
Just like lifeless.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're,
it's not a good situation, Carrie. I'm sorry to tell
it
you
it starts
this.
Wide, but just mm-hmm. slowly like over the accountant's shoulder. You never even see their face.
Yeah,
and you just hear them talking.
No, wait,
about,
what did they just do that in? They just did that. Oh, did you see Beautiful Boy?
No.
It's like not that good, but that's how that movie starts.
Okay.
It's
great.
Like Steve Carell. It's like just Steve Carell's face.
Yeah.
And this doctor's like, why are you here? And he's like, my son is an addict. And he's like, I just want to learn more about it. It's like this scene. It's exactly
okay,
this
great.
Scene. It's,
so we're ripping that.
Yeah. Yeah. We're ripping it.
And you don't even see like Carrie. Like, you just see her reactions and hear this, like, monologue of,
yeah.
like, laying out the terms of, like,
yeah.
her debt.
Yeah.
And being like, you need
there
to
could be jail
find.
Time.
Yeah, there could be jail time. Like, you will need to, like, vacate your apartment, like, immediately.
It's already closed. Like, they've yeah. switched the, like, by, while you walked here, they switched the locks.
Mm-hmm. So then it just cuts to I think the other three girls are like waiting for her at a restaurant.
Yeah. And so Miranda knows, but nobody, or has she told them by this point?
Maybe they're all talking in like hushed whispers about like their friends, like
there
tragedy.
Could be a really nice moment, like where the check comes and like, it's just like awkward. And then it's like, we'll all split it.
Yeah.
But, like, Carrie, don't worry.
Yeah.
And she feels so much shame about
that. We got you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got you.
Yeah. So I think that they're kind of talking about like their broke friend, like, and Miranda's like, she was meeting with like the accountant today, and they kind of look up, the door jingles and they look up and it's Carrie, and she's just like looking dead in the inside.
Yeah. And like, she's like, knows that they were talking about her.
Yeah.
She's like, okay, I guess I don't need to fill you guys in.
Mm-hmm.
You already know everything about my goddamn life.
Yeah. And Samantha's like, tries to kind of cheer her up, and she's like, oh honey, like, we've all been down before,
but you can always
turn it around. Yeah. And then Carrie is like, you can turn $1.4 million of debt around. And she goes, I don't actually know. I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm just picturing like Freckle now. Oh, honey. Yeah. Like,
Freckle as Samantha.
As Samantha. Mm-hmm.
And Carrie's like, does Carrie hide the fact that she's homeless? I think she has like too much pride to ask one of them.
Yeah, if she I think can maybe she would them. Like do it in private, but like she would usually do that to Miranda, right? Like in any other season, she would do it to Miranda.
She would do it to any of them, because remember, there was one episode where when she and Aiden broke up, he was going to buy her apartment and like turn it, combine it with the one next door.
Yeah.
And then they ended their engagement and he said, like, okay, you can buy your apartment back from me for $30,000.
Not bad.
Price. Not bad. In this market?
Oh my God.
And Carrie was like, went to the bank and they were like, you have $800 in your checking account. And she was like, ah! And then went to brunch and tried to like ask the girls what she should do. And then got mad at Charlotte because Charlotte was like, had kept her old engagement ring, but like wasn't offering to like help her out and pay
$30,000.
Yeah. And then so they had a fight, and then she just went to Big and asked him, and I think he lent her the money.
So fucking I'm glad this is happening to her in this movie. Honestly, she so deserves this, and no one is coming to save her this time.
No one.
Sorry.
And I think she kind of knows that, so I feel like she doesn't say anything.
She doesn't even say it.
And
she's
like, how was the meeting? And she's like, how was the meeting? And she's like, it was fine.
Yeah, it was good. I think we're gonna be able to work something out.
Yeah. And then the bill comes and they like, maybe they don't, maybe she's like, no, I can I can pay for mine, like, and like puts down a credit card.
Yeah
And like,
and they're like,
you see her pride as like, they know like that this bitch is going under.
And like Samantha's like, what's 20 when you can, you know, just add another 20 to the debt, you know?
Might as well.
Yeah.
And maybe that's the moment where Charlotte's like, what are we going to eat? I'm hungry.
Mommy, I want a pancake.
The waiter comes.
Yeah.
And he's like, what can I get you guys? And Charlotte's like, I want a pancake.
Mommy, I want a pancake. And they're all like,
everyone's like, what?
And she's like, the ex Florentine, please.
Yeah, and she's like, sorry, I've just been playing dolls so much.
Dolls,
like,
you know, you know how it is, kids.
And Miranda's like, I hate kids. I'm glad Brady's with Steve.
Yeah, and then Samantha's like, well, then why are you dating one? Like, she has like a Samantha.
Yeah,
line.
Yeah,
Samantha.
I love it.
Yeah. We could punch that line up later.
That's good. It's great for now.
It's good for now.
And so then they leave this brunch.
I think also, so like, someone should notice the lesion.
Yeah. Okay.
And they're like, you should get that checked. Like, mm-hmm. it might be melanoma. She's like, well, I don't know. It's a weird shape and
it kind of,
it's probably just a scab.
Yeah. It'll come off eventually. And like, everyone's kind of weirded out.
Yeah.
And then Miranda, like, maybe Miranda also announces like she's taking on like a big new client.
Or she's like,
I have to go. Like, I have a huge meeting. I just got assigned a major case.
I'll give you one hint. It is a celebrity.
Yeah. and they're like, I'm glad one of us are doing
I know.
Yeah.
And then like, okay, who should we follow next?
Then we go to I think maybe Samantha's at the doctor.
Yeah, I think Samantha's the doctor, and she's like, she really doesn't like. He like she does not think it's this. Like she, there's no part of her that thinks it's this.
No,
because she's like, I got tested in 2007. I'm fine.
Yeah, and they're like, you need to get tested like three times a year.
Yeah, three times
like every quarter.
Yeah, and sometimes tests are wrong.
Yeah,
and like, do we know for a fact she got okay? Yeah, in that episode, she got tested.
She got tested for HIV,
not STD. Like it was
a full panel.
Okay, okay,
and it came back all totally clean.
Okay,
which like, I'm sorry, but
no, no,
like that's not how it works.
You can't just fuck everyone.
Samantha, yeah, you fuck a new person
every day. Like, and it's like, sorry, this is what, like, you know, I don't want to like go into the narrative about that it was their fault, the people who had AIDS, but you know, if you're promiscuous, you are opening yourself up to a lot of things can happen.
Yeah,
and I'm not saying that Samantha having AIDS is her fault,
no,
but
it's like,
she should have been more responsible.
Realistic.
She should have been more responsible.
Yeah,
for sure.
And so the doctor's like asking her questions, and like, she's like, isn't it just like a mole? Can't you just take it off? And he's like, I don't know. Like, this looks different to me.
And he's like, I haven't, like, if it's what I think it is, I haven't seen one of these in like 20 years.
Yeah. He's like, when was your last AIDS test?
Yeah.
And she was like, 2007. No, it was actually like 2002.
And
he's like, excuse me?
Yeah, and then it's like, he goes down a list of like, have you been sexually, how many partners have you had? And she's like
1,000.
Yeah,
697.
Like seven, why?
And he's like, do you have do you use protection? And she's like, only in my butt. And then he's like, do you, like, have they been tested? Yeah. Like, ask her all the questions. You realize, like, Samantha is,
and
like,
you haven't had any blood transfusions.
No. And she's like, just like two.
Yeah, only two. And that was in the 80s.
Yeah. And then he does, like, he's like, okay, I think we need to do, like, a full body check just to make sure. Yeah. And I think you see her, like, take down her robe, and there's four more lesions.
Oh my god. Yes, it's covered.
Yeah.
And they're huge.
And they're big.
And he's like, I'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. And then, she's kind of like adjusting it.
Idiot doctors.
Doctors, what do they know? And he comes back and he's like, we need to admit you right now to the hospital. Yeah. Like, they're preparing a room for you and like, you need to go in right now. And she's like, what are you talking? What is going on? And he's like, we'll tell you more when we get in there. Like, but for now, like, please come with me.
Yeah.
And they like immediately admit go to
the
hospital.
Maybe she spends the whole movie in the hospital.
Yeah. She's there for the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's just like getting sicker and sicker. And like the pre-exposure medication can't work. Like, nothing can work. She has full... Her T-cell count is in the teens.
Yeah, she is, like, full-blown AIDS.
Yeah, like, it's like...
terminal AIDS.
Yeah, I mean, like, under 200 is the rule.
Mm-hmm.
That under 200 T-cell count, that's AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
Hers are in the teens.
Okay, yeah.
She's on death's door.
It's done.
Yeah, it's done.
He can't even believe she, like, walked in here and has been, like, functioning. He's like, that's amazing.
He's like,
but
you're
also
such a strong
terrified
woman. Yeah. And, like, how do we find out? Maybe through, like, how do we find out that she's had it since, and that was, like, a false test?
I think maybe it's, like...
But you know what? If she did contract it in 2002,
mm-hmm.
that is... like 14 8 how many years since 16 years so
she could have just gotten it after
the
that.
Day after
she
got it the day right when she was like, I don't have AIDS, she went and had full bareback sex with like 20 like she had a gangbang of like unprotected bareback gangbang.
Mm-hmm. And so then like they admit her and they're like, we're trying, or do they try and find like patient zero with Samantha, or they're just like,
I just think they're like this, unfortunately with women, this happens a lot because they don't think they can get AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I also think that like, this is like, Samantha should be so much more gay friendly than she is on the show. Like, what's that about? Like, is she homophobic a little bit? Why does Carrie have the gay friends? Like, Samantha would have gay friends.
The show was kind of all weird around like gay guys. Like, it didn't really show just like it didn't show just like regular men who are gay. It was always like kind of like a fashion gay, really,
which
like,
is fine, which they
which
exist.
Is that is
they
exist, exist, but it was like but that they would was, be it was I, a very solitary representation of gay men.
But I also feel like they just were like,
and then
Carrie's
like,
the one who has gay friends, and none of the rest of them.
Yeah, none of the rest. No, Charlotte has a gay friend, Anthony, right. Who like
Mario
did her
Cantone?
Wedding. Yeah.
Okay.
Samantha had some trans women that lived on like on the street next to her building of the meatpacking district, and there was a whole episode where she called them the T word the entire time because it was like at 3 a.m. they'd be like soliciting, like they were prostitutes.
Oh, so we have
there was
a
like
full,
trans prostitutes. Yeah,
like,
it was like a full. But then at the end, everyone made friends and they had a barbecue.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
So it, the lesson is like to like trans people.
Yeah.
Cool.
That like they may be loud and they may like be soliciting sex at all hours of the night.
Yeah.
But they're fun.
Which I'm not gonna say they're not all like that. The ones I know.
But when it comes to the summer barbecue, they make
amazing house guests.
Yeah. But like I think she could be she is gay friendly.
Yeah. But I think she like also I do think she has some homophobia. Like, I don't know. I just feel like she's from a homophobic family, maybe, and like it's just ingrained in her.
Mm-hmm.
And so she, like, the fact that she has AIDS, like, she's like, that's for them.
Yeah. She just never thought that she could get it, even though she was explicitly told that she could in like the early 2000s.
Yeah.
She was just like, I know my body.
Yeah. I would feel something.
Yeah.
And it's like the fact that she didn't know. She had all those lesions on her back. Like, who knows how long those have been there?
Yeah. She wasn't looking.
She wasn't looking.
Or she maybe saw, but she didn't want to really see, you know?
Yeah. She's like, oh, I keep getting splinters.
The pool chairs are so rough. Okay. So she's in the hospital, like in a hospital bed.
Yes.
And does she make a phone call? Does she like try to call Carrie? But Carrie's phone has been turned off.
Yeah, her
like
exactly.
Her cell phone has been turned off.
Yeah.
And like you see Carrie is just like kind of wandering the streets and maybe she comes back to where her apartment was.
Yeah.
But all like whatever was left in there is outside.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And like a homeless guy is like
sleeping on some of it.
Yeah, sleeping on her like dresses.
Yeah, has like claimed some. And the doorman is like,
Miss
Bradshaw,
these aren't dresses, bitch. These are blankets.
These are my blankets. And the doorman is like, you have to clear this out or we're going to toss it in the garbage. Yeah. Like, you, this is like totally against
I love you,
building.
I love you, girl.
You know I love you.
Yeah. Like, you'll always be family to me.
Yeah, but get it out of here.
To get it out.
And she's like, how do I do it?
Yeah.
I can't call anyone. Like, I can't even get a taxi. And he's like, you better take what you can.
So Carrie is full homeless.
Carrie's homeless now.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
So I love that.
She tries to like get some dresses and then the homeless guy is like, these are my blankets.
Yeah.
Spits at her. Uh-huh. And like spits in her face. And she's like,
she starts, she's just like,
and she's
crying. Like, this is like,
this is like the
rock
lowest
bottom.
Of the low.
Yeah, this is rock bottom.
So she grabs like some dresses and like a hat box or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And is like kind of like hobbling down the street.
Yeah.
And I think at that point, even someone
and,
is
and
like,
someone, and
recognizes her.
Oh, I was going to say something else.
What?
I was going to say like she has like the hat box open and like someone walks by and like throws a dollar in it.
Oh, yeah. First, someone goes, is that Carrie Bradshaw?
And gets a selfie with her while
she's like doing her homework.
Yeah. And like, what is she like with the internet? Like, what is she now? Is she just like who is she now?
Like in terms of
a culture,
pop culture?
Yeah.
I think she's like a cultural like
she's like a Chelsea Handler or like
she's like
Who wrote books of that time?
Yeah, it's like a Chelsea Handler or like a Plum Sykes or some Skies or something, whatever her name is. She was like a contributor for Vogue and then like wrote a bunch of like chick lit type of books. But doesn't have like a huge Instagram presence, but still is
like a known figure.
A known figure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what she is.
Yeah.
And like,
like people don't recognize her like she did, like they did in the 90s and 2000s.
Yeah.
But like of a generation, she's still a fixture.
Yeah. And I think maybe she calls, like, she walks like around the corner and is just like sitting on the ground and maybe tries to make like a payphone call.
Oh my God.
And maybe she calls like Vogue, like her editor at Vogue and like begs to be able to like do a column or something.
And they're just like, we can like maybe get you on Teen Vogue. Like we can maybe get you something on Teen Vogue.
But you have to submit it before we can like commit to anything.
Like you have to write it on spec.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's
write just, us some pitches.
Yeah, write us some pitches. And it's like, now we're like $300 a story. That's just kind of like the norm now.
Yeah.
And so, but we'd love to hear like what you're up to.
Yeah. Just write us like seven to 10 pitches and we'll
email
go over them.
To us.
Yeah.
And
email
she's like,
my
oh,
assistant.
Can I do handwritten? And they like laugh. They're like, oh, that's my answer.
You're so whimsical.
I love that. Yeah. No. So just email us by the end of the day.
Yeah. And we'll see what we can do for next month or in the next like quarter.
In the next quarter. Yeah.
So bleak. And she cried. Then I think she tries to call Big and like it just goes to voicemail. Yeah.
Or like this number has been disconnected even. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or like it's just like clear she's been blocked.
Yeah. This person has blocked you.
Yeah.
That, it literally says that.
And then that's when someone walks by her and like throws a few dollars in her hat box. Yeah. And then we're back in.
Oh, what if she like, it's like a five and she's like right next to like, she's like somehow like at one of those stores that is just like one of those like Chinatown stores with like stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
And she like buys a pair of like jelly slippers.
Okay.
Like just like with that five, like that's like the, she still is shop, like
she
can't
still
stop shopping. Like
yeah.
she takes the $5 and immediately goes and buys like cheap sunglasses or like jelly slippers.
Cheap sunglasses. Like a cool aviator shade. No, and, like a beret.
She feels
really down and she just needs something.
She buys those sunglasses with like the like slits in them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? That they like give out of bar mitzvahs.
Yeah.
She buys those and a beret.
And like a little pink beret.
A little pink beret.
And she like pins back a tendril of hair.
So she just looks insane at this point.
She's looking pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And I think she's kind of losing her grip on reality. Yeah. Like we could see like.
They all are in this movie.
They all are.
Yeah. Like
there's like you kind of. Maybe she starts to hear like voices in her head that's like. Mutterings of like, oh, you're fabulous, or like things from the past.
New York's Carrie Bradshaw, like on fashion and sex.
Yeah. And maybe like she starts to have like her character can have some sort of like Requiem for a Dream-esque hallucinations, like Ellen Bernstein's character. Where like you see like she imagines like sitting down and
typing
on her laptop, but she's really like on a pier, like just like she's, slapping like a piece of wood or something that. Yeah. Like it's like things like that of that nature.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone really is becoming super delusional. And,
yeah.
And like, I'm okay with it.
They're just like spinning
out.
Yeah.
I mean, like Miranda is fucking power hungry. Like that we're back. Like, let's go back to Miranda now.
Miranda is on the phone and she's just like screaming at someone.
I think this is where we reveal who it is. Though.
Yeah.
So I think she's like sitting across from him.
So Bill Cosby is like in this movie.
Yes.
Whoa, that's some bold casting.
Yes. And she's like, I would love.
This is Bill Cosby's comeback vehicle where he stars as himself who's like guilty of a crime.
Yes. And like, it is the smartest thing he can do at this point.
It's the smartest thing. Just yeah. be totally self-referential. Yeah,
and like, they let him out of jail for shooting days. Because he only like has to shoot 2 days for this movie, ostensibly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they like, they either shoot in the jail. Yeah, let's shoot in the jail.
Because I think by the end of this movie, he is found guilty still. So Miranda loses this case. Yeah. And like,
and all of her credibility.
Yeah.
Like, she is like, people hate her by the end.
So we see her sitting across from Bill. And
she's like, I would love to take on this case.
She's like, I'm so excited to be moving forward with you, Mr. Cosby.
and to see
justice against these women who are clearly liars.
Yes.
An opportunist.
Opportunist.
And then I think he just has one. He's just like, I'm not guilty. And she's like, we know.
Thank you, Miranda. For all the little things you've done for me. I know that's not a great Bill Cosby impression.
Not great, but it was good.
There was something I channeled.
Yeah, it was good. And she's like, our depositions start next week, and we're going to be fierce.
Yes.
And like, kind of giving him the outline, and you see that Miranda is like willing to just like gaslight like destroy the credibility of every single brave woman that has come forward.
Yeah, and this could transition into like a lover's tiff though.
Yeah,
because if this girl is super internet-y, like she can't be associated with.
So Miranda has to. We have to have stakes for her where it's like if she wins, like. Then she gets everything she's ever wanted. But if she loses everything.
Everything, including
And Noah. I think you see her colleagues in this meeting are even like, whoa, this is like, we're still like representing this guy. But like, this is a little too much for even us, like soulless lawyers.
Yeah.
And like their eyes are just kind of intense. And you see Miranda, like it cuts to her like shaking hands with Bill Cosby and he like just like hobbles away to the elevator.
She takes his face. She gets really close to his face. Yeah. And she goes, I believe you.
I believe you. I have no doubt. No
doubts.
Yeah.
There's not a doubt in my mind that we will win this
case.
That you're completely innocent.
Yeah. And we'll win this case. And we'll do whatever it takes.
We'll get you home.
Yeah.
We'll get you home.
And so he leaves. And then I think you see her in like the boardroom with some of her colleagues.
Yeah.
And they're like,
Are you sure this
is good? And she's like, sure, it's good.
Yeah.
She's like, good or bad, went out the window a long time ago. And she's like, this case is making this firm, could make this firm $50 million.
There's no such thing as good or bad. There's such thing as weak and power.
Yeah.
And we're going to be power.
And we're going to be powerful. And do you want the money or not?
Not. This answer, answer me.
Yeah.
Do you want the money or not?
And I think you see her do something to like her, like a colleagues that are like lower in
stature. I would
love
to play one of those parts if at all possible.
Done.
Great.
Done. A young lawyer.
Yeah, a young lawyer.
That'll be great.
Yeah, I'm like, I guess I want to make the money.
Yeah.
I'm from Brooklyn.
Okay, yeah, great.
Yeah.
And she's like, good.
Good.
Charlie's onto something.
Now
get to fucking work. And she like slams the door and she's like, I have a dinner reservation.
Yeah,
and then you see her just like at a really quiet, like upscale restaurant with Bella Hadid.
Yeah. And like just like she's eating like a bloody, bloody steak. Mm-hmm. Like just like almost raw steak.
Yeah. And Bella's like pushing some asparagus around on a plate.
Yeah, yeah.
Bella
yeah.
orders a burger and is like Instagramming it.
and then
throws, puts it down tells the waiter to take it away. And then she starts eating like a salad.
And then she's like, no, don't take it. Miranda eats the whole steak and the whole
she's
burger.
She's voracious. And they're talking and Bella's like, I heard something crazy today.
Yeah.
Which is like, you're representing Bill Cosby?
And she's like, is there press about it already?
And she's like, well, I mean, yeah, like TMZ published like a whole thing. Tell me that is not real.
And she's like, what are you talking about? Of course it's real.
And like, why wouldn't it be real?
Yeah.
The top attorney in New York.
Yeah, of course I get the best clients.
Yeah. And Miranda, oh my God, here's also.
Yeah.
you're pretty genius for this, doing something I don't even think was intentional. But Miranda is from Pennsylvania originally, and wasn't that where Bill Cosby's like case was happening?
Oh,
so she's bar like approved, yeah, or whatever.
Yeah, and she's like, and I'm protecting my home. This is like, this goes beyond like what the case is. Like, this is my home state. Like, this happened in my home state.
Yeah, and I have ties there.
Yeah.
Like, this is huge for me.
Yeah.
And I've had to work my entire life to get to this point.
Yeah.
I tried to do the nice thing. Yeah. I tried to be a good lawyer for, like, good people.
Yeah, and guess what?
You know where that gets you? Fucking nowhere.
They always lose.
They always lose, and then you end up living in Brooklyn.
Yes. And do you like our apartment? That Cosby buys us our apartment.
Yeah. And she's like, you might not know, coming from a famous family, and you're pretty and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But like, I do the real work work. And don't you fucking forget it.
Yeah. And she's like, I'm sorry. I just don't know what I'm supposed to post. And she's like, I don't get social media.
She's like, how about this? Don't post anything.
Oh, yeah. That's so like what an old, like, why do you have to post anything at all?
Yeah.
And you don't get it. Like, I can't just not post.
Like, I can't just like sit back and like not say anything and while you represent a rapist.
Yeah.
And she goes, alleged rapist.
Alleged. Yeah. This is a good scene.
Yeah.
This is a meaty scene for Bella too.
And they're like, Miranda's like, look, can we just not talk about this for the rest of the night? Yeah. We have like this party later and like, I don't want to.
We have they're going to see like what's a famous DJ? Like, she's like really into like DJs.
Oh yeah.
Like what DJ are they going to see?
I think they're just gonna go like to a Diplo party.
Yeah,
later.
They're like, we're going to Diplo.
Yeah. Like, just like, let's not talk about this. Like,
it's Diplo. Like, this is our favorite. This is our song.
Just look the other way.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
You do that a lot with a lot of other things.
Ooh.
You do that a lot with your eating disorder. Why can't you do it with this? And she just like throws that in her face.
Yeah. Or did you want this burger?
Hungry? Yeah. Holds it up to her.
Hungry?
She goes, I hate you. And she goes,
I hate you too.
No, you. I hate you too.
And no, I like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's then, either one works. Yeah. We can shoot it both ways.
And so then they like are off to like the party.
Or then she's like, she like holds a burger up and she's like, hungry? And she's like, I hate you. And then Miranda sticks her full hand inside her vagina under the table. She's like, you know you love me.
Yeah. They're sitting, you know, like next to each other. Yeah,
and she's like full.
And there's like a full sex scene like in the restaurant where they have like this erotic, like really close soft,
they're just
conversation.
Looking at it, and Miranda's hand is going in and out of her. And
and Bella like comes.
Yeah, Bella comes. She's like she's eating asparagus.
And Miranda's like, we're going to have so much money.
Yeah.
We're going to have so much power. Money. She's money like, I'll buy you that art piece that
you
wanted. I'll get you a Ferrari, baby.
Yeah.
Like, you wanted that photo shoot?
Yeah.
You want to go to Thailand?
Yeah.
We'll go to Thailand. Like, telling her all the things that all the Cosby
as she's
money will get them.
Her.
Yeah. And then, like, there's like a quiet orgasm. And then there's like a light kiss.
Yeah. Let's go to Diplo.
Now shut up and do what you do best. Look hot. Let's go to Diplo.
Yeah, exactly. It's a great scene.
It's great.
Okay, I feel like we need to, like...
We have to...
Like, how do we get, like...
I feel like we're, like, 30 minutes into the movie.
If that. If that.
10 minutes.
We're 10. This is 6 minutes in. I feel like we should just, like... Like, how do we, like, make the wheels start moving, you know?
Yeah, so... I feel like the next, like, Samantha has to make some phone calls.
Yeah.
People need to, like, know what's happening with her.
Yeah. I think it's, like, I think it's too late, though. Like, I think she has, like, a few scenes making phone calls, and they're, like, we're the best doctors in the world, like, honey, like...
Yeah, Samantha's like, then we get a scene where Samantha's just, like, being told what the deal is.
Yeah.
They're, like, you have, you know... maybe like six weeks left.
Yeah.
Like if you're lucky, but yeah. like you're deteriorating, your yeah. body's deteriorating pretty fast. Yeah, your T cell count is in the teens.
In the teens. Like your yeah. Your things, body is eating itself. Like yeah. if you so much as sneeze, you will die.
Yeah. And so you need to stay here yeah. and be monitored. Like
is this couch from CB2.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cute.
Thanks. Oh my God. Thank you.
Yeah, I love it. I actually have a similar one. We could talk about that later.
Okay, great.
So yeah, your body's deteriorating.
Your body's deteriorating. You are dying.
Yeah.
And like you should call your loved ones now. Yeah. And
oh my God. And this is like maybe this is the first time we meet her parents.
Yeah. Samantha calls her family.
Yeah.
She then I think she has like a series of phone calls where you see like
have you seen Funny People?
Have I seen
the Adam Sandler Apatow movie? You know, mm-hmm. there's like a montage of him because he's dying.
Yeah.
He's just like crying and apologizing to everyone in his life. Mm-hmm. We should have that montage for Samantha.
Yeah.
And like really like make her real.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm sorry. I've like, I never take anything seriously. Because mm-hmm. like really like, I feel like she doesn't like.
No, she, I mean, she did get cancer and somehow managed to live through breast cancer.
Yeah.
Like, but that was before she got AIDS.
Yeah.
She's like, but I had cancer and yeah, it was fine.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, AIDS is very different. Yeah. And so I think she calls like a lot of old lovers and maybe she starts with Smith.
Yeah.
Or maybe like, and he's like, she tells him,
yeah.
like, I'm so sick. And he's like, sick with what? And then she tells him that she has AIDS. And then he's like, oh my God. Like,
I've had HIV and
for
I've
like
been undetectable
10
for,
years. Yeah. And I got diagnosed like after we broke up, but I didn't think that it was you that gave it to me.
Yeah.
But like, I've been on meds and I'm undetectable.
And I'm fine. And I'm actually the healthiest I've ever been in my life.
Yeah. And like, she's like, then she realizes, like, this is just so sad for
yeah,
her.
Yeah.
What could have been?
What could have been?
Had she just been more responsible with her health?
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm so sorry. Like, do you want me to come to Los Angeles or do you want me to come to New York, like, and see you? And she's like, I don't know if you should see me like this.
And he's like, I think you're beautiful.
You're beautiful.
No matter what.
No matter what happens.
And then she's like, hold on. I'm going to FaceTime you.
Yeah.
And then she's like.
And she looks very sick.
And he's like, I just got a call back tomorrow. Like, I don't know if I'll be able to come this week, but like. In a couple weeks, I'll come.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, he's just, like, that's more of, like, a slapsticky joke. Where he's, like, you're beautiful no matter what. I would support you no matter what. He sees her.
And then he's, like,
yeah.
Yeah. But, like, I'll let you know when my schedule frees up.
Yeah.
Because I might be having to shoot.
Yeah. This could be huge for me.
You know how it is.
Yeah.
And she goes, of course I do.
Of course I do.
And I think as she calls people, you see that she kind of has no one. And she keeps trying to call Carrie, but the phone like won't go through. And then you see her trying to email Carrie, and like
her emails are bouncing back.
Her
canceled.
Emails are bouncing back.
The debt collectors took her email address. They're like, this could be worth something one day, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, and she cannot get to Carrie.
Yeah.
Like, and that's like the main person that she wants to talk to.
Yeah.
So I think then she emails Miranda and Charlotte.
Yeah,
and she's like, hey, have you spoken to Carrie recently, like in the past 48 hours?
Yeah.
Like,
so Carrie's been living on the streets for 48 hours.
Carrie's
now.
Been living on the streets for 48 yeah. hours. And like, no one knows like how to get a hold of her.
Yeah. And like Miranda is like kind of out of their lives. Like she'll catch up every now and then, but like she's busy girl.
Yeah. It's like they probably get together like once a month.
Yeah. Once a month.
But like when Miranda's at work, she's at work.
Yeah. And like,
and
now this case
that.
Is going to take up her life.
Yeah. And so Samantha emails them and she's like, I haven't spoken to Carrie, but I need to like see you guys.
Yeah,
can you come to
the hospital?
The hospital.
Yeah.
I'm in room XYZ.
Yeah.
And Charlotte's like,
and then
oh my
the nurse pops in. She's like, no, it's XYX.
Yeah.
Sorry,
and
XYX.
And then, sorry, yeah. And Charlotte's like, oh my gosh, I'll be there. I'll be there tomorrow. Like, I'll be there tomorrow. What's happening? And Samantha's like, it's better to not tell you over the phone.
Yeah.
And then Miranda's assistant writes back and is like, Miranda's really busy, but I'll pass this along.
Yeah. We'll we can schedule something in the next couple weeks.
Yeah. And so I think then the next day, Charlotte arrives at the hospital with like a huge gift basket. Yes.
All toys.
Yes. And like little dolls she's made.
Dolls and toys.
Or she brings, you know what she does?
Yeah.
She brings her dollhouse to the hospital.
She's like, this is the most precious thing to me. Like, I'm giving this to you to heal you.
Let's play. And Samantha's like, sweetie, I have AIDS. I don't want to play with the dollhouse. And Charlotte's like, you have AIDS? And she's like, yes. I'm dying
of AIDS.
And
Charlotte
now, can't even, like, she this can't, actually yeah. this is the this, thing that kind sets of her, yes, pushes her
yes, yes it's all over together.
The edge and she's like, can we play though? And Samantha's like, what? And Charlotte's like, I just want to play. Let's play.
Okay, so
mommy and daddy just got home from work. And like, and Samantha realizes that, like, she has to play.
Yeah.
So they kind of start, like, this weird playtime scene together.
Or it's like, then it's like, doctor coming in, Samantha, you have AIDS. And, like, that's how she has to, like, tell her.
Yeah. She's, like, trying to get her to understand because Charlotte's, like, reverted into, like, child. Like,
and she goes,
your sister Samantha is very sick and she is going to die. Because she has AIDS.
When will she die?
In 6 weeks or maybe less.
That makes me very sad.
What can I do to make her get better? And Samantha's like, nothing. Because when you let a disease go this long and you don't get tested for 16 years,
you die.
You die. And then Charlotte starts, like, crying.
Yeah.
And then Samantha just puts her hand around her, and it's like, they both understand, like, the gravity of the situation.
Yeah, like, even though Charlotte is a child now, like, she does understand.
Yeah.
Through the dolls. It's very welcome to Marwen.
Yeah. It's the only way that she can get anything.
Yeah.
I like this movie just rips off of
a lot
the Oscar contenders for the previous year.
Yes.
So then I think,
I mean, so many movies actually just do that.
Yeah. So, you know, we're just playing ball.
Yeah.
Then I think we go to Miranda and, like, her assistant. They're having, like, a late night on the case, Miranda and all the junior lawyers.
Or I think this could maybe be, like, when we realize the public, like, has learned of this, and, like, she's doing a press conference on, like, the steps of a courthouse.
Yeah.
And, like, people are just, like, vicious. Like,
protesters with signs. There's, like, angry women everywhere.
Yes.
Celebrities have started tweeting and, like, she
has become the most hated woman in America.
Yeah.
And she fucking loves it.
She loves it.
Yeah.
She's
like becoming like Ann Coulter-y.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's like, your hate makes me rich.
Yeah. keep the hate coming. That's more dollars in my bank account.
I cash
all the hate.
Yeah. And, like, she's kind of just, like, teasing the public now.
Teasing the press, teasing the public. She loves being a public figure.
Yeah.
She's always wanted this.
Mm-hmm.
She's just, like, she didn't know, but she was like, I want to be an evil dyke public figure.
And she is having, I think she's, like, starting to have dinner with, like, other horrible people. Yeah,
like Milo Yiannopoulos.
Yeah.
Okay, let's give him some work, too.
Yeah, let's cast him. And he's like, you're really on to something. Like, Rudy Giuliani and her go out to dinner. Yeah, yeah. And, like, it's just, like, really... And I like this, too, because it makes, like, a really intense political statement of, like, how you can, like, channel hate into, like, power.
Yeah, and like, it's also, like, it's also, like, her whole thing feels... Everything about this is so 90s, which is, like, when the show came out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, kind of hearkening back to, like, what was, like, in at the time that the show was created. Like, greed and money in the 90s in New York was so horrible.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, she is basically... Like, and she's defending a 90s star.
Yeah.
It's all very meta.
Yeah.
And brilliant.
And you see her assistant, I think, try and get in touch with her and is like,
is
or she
me?
Gets back to the office.
Is
yeah,
this
can be
okay.
You.
Okay. I can just be the assistant.
And like she goes to lunch with like Milo she's back in the office and like walking like a hot shot through like her big attorney office. And you kind of like run out and you're like, I need to catch you up on some emails that have been coming in, blah, blah, blah. he's like, you have like 30 death threats.
Yeah.
Like, we've upped security. Yeah. You now have a security guard at your building, and who's someone that will escort you to and from the office every day.
She's like, great.
And she's like, fabulous. I love it.
Yeah.
What else? It. And they're like, Samantha is in the hospital. Like, she asked if you.
And this does cut through to her, right?
Yeah. And she asked.
Like, if, like, old Miranda comes back for a second. She's like, what?
In the hospital.
What happened?
And like, she wouldn't say. Yeah. But have you spoken or heard from Carrie? It's been in the last
they
week.
They know all her friends. everyone in the law office is like, but Carrie hasn't been seen in a couple of days. Where's Carrie?
Yeah, and Samantha can't. No one can get in touch with your friend Carrie. So,
and Charlotte has been acting weird.
Yeah.
And she's like, why aren't you telling me that? Why am I just learning about all this now?
And they're like,
you're my assistants.
You've been wrapped up in the case. Yeah. I don't know. Like, that's
we thought this like feels more personal.
Yeah. You screamed at us like, the last time we tried to tell you
what was going on with,
like,
Charlotte.
Remember when your dog died and we tried to tell you and you like fired?
Well, I was in the middle of a meeting.
And they're like, I don't know.
Oh my God.
And so she goes right to the hospital.
Yes.
Yeah. And Miranda is like, cancel my meetings for the rest of the day. I'm going to the hospital.
Yeah.
And then she is in her car with her driver and she's trying to get through to Carrie.
Yeah.
And like, the emails are bouncing back. Like, she can't find her.
And anywhere. She's like, she's in her black car.
Mm-hmm.
And like, she's looking out the window and like, does a double take.
And sees
and Carrie homeless.
Homeless on the street.
Yeah.
Laying on like a blanket of her dresses.
Of her dresses.
Looking pretty haggard.
Haggard.
Her hair has morphed into just one huge, like a dreadlock, but like a troll doll.
Yes,
just sticks straight up into a little point.
Like when you would put the water bottle, like the girls in middle school that would put the water bottle. I bet you did that.
Did a water bottle in the hair?
A water bottle in the hair, and then
I was really triggered and weirded out by troll dolls. I could not get down. I was a Barbie girl.
Uh-huh.
Always.
In a Barbie world.
Yeah, I never owned a troll. Yeah. I was like, I don't understand why you'd want like a naked little thing.
Yeah,
and their hair texture really bothered me.
But
now I appreciate
that. Yeah, I could see that. Yeah. I could see that.
But so Carrie has like a full-blown dread.
Yeah.
Troll dread.
She's like, she has like Subway wrappers all around her.
Yeah. And like a cup.
Yeah.
And like
she's just fully homeless.
Yeah. It's been a week. And she doesn't really know how to be like homeless effectively.
Yeah. So she's just lying there all day.
She's just lying around.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
It's really sad to see her like this.
Miranda is like, stop the car, stop the car.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And rolls down the window and is like,
Carrie?
She kind of like peers up, and then Miranda makes the driver go and get her.
She doesn't even get out.
No,
she can't be seen. Like,
no. She's like, put her in the car, like, put her in. The driver's like, ooh, she smells really bad. And she's like, put her in the trunk. And like,
oh my God.
So they put Carrie in the trunk.
She like pops her head over the seat to like talk to her.
Yeah. And they take her, they're like, we're going to go by my apartment and like clean her up or whatever.
Yeah.
And so they go take Carrie to Miranda's apartment.
Yeah.
And then Miranda's like, why didn't you tell me like what was going on?
Yeah.
Like, what's happening? They put her in the bath.
Yeah. I have one idea as this is happening.
Okay.
I think Charlotte has like now become like in a way Samantha's caregiver, but she is a child.
Okay.
So like the whole hospital room is like has like Princess Castle, like a tent.
Yeah.
So like when they go, like that's all set up.
Yeah, perfect.
And like they're already there, so we get the four of them there.
I love
it. We'll go on with what was
so happening. We have Carrie needs to get cleaned up because she's like covered in dirt and like has her like troll thing going on. And
this could
so,
be a fun, this could actually be a moment of levity because we can have a fun like insta blogger fashion show with
an
Carrie.
Insta blogger fashion show and a makeover where
she's getting like Korean beauty products, like contouring, highlights, and like she has like the full insta look.
They have to cut her dreadlock out so she gets like
cute
a
pixie.
Short like cute pixie.
Yeah.
And then like Bella, I think, comes in like during while they're in the bath,
and she
Miranda's like, Carrie was homeless. Bella's like, and then she's like, ew, that's so sad.
Yeah.
But like they kind of come up with an idea in that moment where they're going to give Carrie a makeover, and Bella's like, look, I'm gonna shout you out on Insta.
Well, it's like, or it's a YouTube video that's like homeless to like homeless fashion makeover.
Yeah.
Like that so would be a YouTube video.
It's a YouTube video, but then Bella's like, we're gonna make you an Instagram account and you're gonna get like 3 million followers in a day.
Yeah.
And then we'll see who's homeless.
Yeah.
And so they give Carrie a makeover, she gets a pixie cut.
And then she gets to live in
Miranda's.
But from the Instagram, she gets to then live in 300 Ashland.
Yes! Perfect. Miranda's like, you can stay here until you get on your feet. And like, until you get enough Instagram followers to like start paying for your life again.
Yeah.
And Bella like takes a bunch of photos, like selfies.
And like, Carrie is wearing like the tiny glasses.
Yeah.
And
like, has like midriff. Yeah, she looks like an Alexander Wang model.
Exactly.
But she has like a really short pixie cut. Yes. And it's kind of a fierce look. Like she's like,
she looks fabulous.
She goes like from Carrie, like frilly, kind of ruffly tutu to like full, like cyborg queer. Yeah.
Like her look is very queer.
Yeah. And Bella's coaching her like the whole time.
Yeah. Like she has like yellow. Maybe it's like even yellow. They like dye her hair like neon yellow.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
And she's like, that would be a really fierce look for SJP.
Yeah.
Honestly.
It really would.
Yeah. And after this like fun makeover scene where like Carrie's been saved by Miranda.
And like the audience needs this moment.
We need it because things have gotten really,
really
dark.
Really bleak.
Miranda's like, we have to go to the hospital. And Carrie's like, why? And she's like, Samantha's in there. Like no one will say. And like,
I love that they everyone is taking so much time. They're like, they don't know what's happening. They like, don't call. No. They're just like, she's in the hospital. Like, we'll go when we can.
We'll go when we can. But first we have to dye your hair neon yellow. Yeah. And Bella's like, be sure to story from the hospital. Like,
yeah. So I know what's going on.
Like, I have a shoot to get to, but like, I'll catch up with you later.
Yeah.
And so Miranda and Carrie get to the hospital and it's decked out in like total princess.
Like, I see a tent. Like, I want a tent. Like,
and Charlotte's in the tent reading like a little
storybook.
Yeah. And they're like,
she's reading Samantha Goodnight Moon.
Yeah. What is going on in here?
Yeah.
And Samantha's like, well, she's pretty chipper. Like, she's accepted her fate. And, like, she's like, it's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, well, I have AIDS, girls. Yeah. And I'm dying.
Yeah.
And thankfully, little Shar is here to keep me company while I go on this next phase of my journey.
To the grave.
To the afterworld, And Carrie breaks down in tears.
Oh, yeah. Making it all about her.
I can't believe this.
Yeah.
Like, I can't believe it.
Yeah.
And
My friend has AIDS.
I was homeless and I came out of homelessness, fought tooth and nail to make an Instagram account, only to find out that my best friend...
I dyed my hair. Do you like it? My friend has AIDS.
This has been a hard day for me. I had to cut my hair drastically.
Yeah.
And now you're dying of AIDS.
Yeah.
And Samantha's like, you look fabulous.
Yeah.
And first, I am dying. Yeah. But it's okay.
Because we're here together.
Because we're all here together.
Yeah.
And Charlotte, like, pokes her head. And she's like, is it time for my play date?
Yeah.
And
Charlotte went poo-poo in her pants. I mean, Charlotte made a caca. And then Samantha's like, gotta get the nurse in to change her diaper again. You know, the nurse is changing her diaper more than she's helping me.
Yeah, and Samantha's like, you know, I never wanted to have kids, but this is kind of fun. And like...
They're just like all accepting Charlotte.
Samantha's fully accepted it and is just like, whatever. Like, this is what's happening. Who am I to say now?
Yeah.
And Miranda's like horrified and Carrie is also like horrified.
Yeah.
And she's like, I think... Charlotte's having like a mental breakdown.
Yeah.
Like, I think her mental health is like severely declined.
Yeah.
And Samantha's like, join the club.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's hard out there. Yeah. and
they're like, yeah, I get it.
And then Samantha's like, I heard through the grapevine you're representing a rapist now.
Yeah.
And Carrie's like, what?
Yeah.
Because she's been off the radar.
Yeah, this is like, this scene can be like a huge, like, everyone is like, what has happened to
us? And I think like Charlotte even is like, has enough wherewithal to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Or just like, why are you doing that?
Yeah.
To like Miranda.
He's bad to girls. He's bad to girls.
And everyone kind of turns on Miranda in this yeah. moment and is like, Samantha's like, I mean, I'm not one to talk, but that's a bad look.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
like,
yeah.
And Carrie is like disgusted.
Yeah.
And she's like,
Carrie's throwing up.
Yeah. She's like, I can't stay yeah, with you if yeah. you're doing this.
Yeah.
Like, how can you do this? Like, Miranda, yeah. don't you? This
like, who are you?
Who are you? Like, I forgave like the hot girlfriends and you yeah. got a divorce and you took Steve for all he was worth, which yeah. is nothing. And like, you haven't spoken to Brady in years. But like, I just
this is morally just unforgivable.
And Miranda like has to like defend herself.
Yeah.
And
she's like, my whole life, I have been saying yes to mm-hmm. everyone who wanted to. And now this is my turn to get what I want. I'm happier than I've ever been. And like, I've been there for all of you in your dark times.
And now, I just have a piece of the pie?
Can I just have a piece? Like, just be happy for me. Why can't you just be happy for me that I'm defending Bill Cosby? This is huge for me.
And they're all just like silently yeah. kind of looking and judging. And Miranda's like, I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew you were always jealous of yeah. me. Like, then she turns
she's like,
into
you can
like,
find your own place to sleep, I guess.
Yeah. And Carrie's like, don't mind if I do.
Yeah.
And then she like lays down next to the tent.
And yeah, she
so
goes
now
into
Carrie,
the tent.
Yeah. With now Charlotte. Carrie and Charlotte are both just living yeah. in Samantha's hospital room.
I love that.
And Miranda's like, fuck all of you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a meeting.
Yeah.
And there's like a big fight and falling out.
Yeah.
And
I think this should end. Like, they're all in the hospital room. It's dark. It's like moonlit. And like, they're just like, how did we get here? Like, yeah. how did this all happen?
Like, Charlotte's playing in the corner yeah. with her dolls, like talking
yeah,
to herself.
Yeah, yeah.
And Carrie's like lying on the bed with Samantha.
Yeah.
And she's like, I just don't understand like how we all got to this point.
Yeah.
Like, you're dying. I've dyed my hair. And cut it.
And Charlotte made a caca in her pants.
And she's like only speaking in baby voice and like playing with dolls in a tent. Like, what has happened
What's
to
happened?
Us?
And then Samantha just goes, life, sweetheart.
Life happened.
Life happened. This happens to most friend groups.
Yeah. Reality check, sister. Life happened. And it kind of fades out.
Yeah.
But I think we need like we have like a montage then of like just showing that Miranda is like no longer speaking to them, but she is sad, but her pride like won't
yeah.
let her
yeah.
make up for anything.
Yeah.
And we see her like
watching Bella do her makeup and smiling to herself mm-hmm. and like, but then like checking her phone for texts and there's no text, like
yeah.
stuff like that.
And emails and yeah. like maybe like on the phone with the assistant, AKA you.
Yeah. yeah.
And like
no,
any updates from the girls?
No one's cold.
Yeah. And she's like, and meanwhile, Samantha's getting like sicker and sicker and
yeah.
sicker.
Yeah.
And Carrie and Charlotte are still living
yeah.
in the room. But Carrie's
I think they should all, this skipping ahead a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but they should all like get back together at the funeral.
Yeah. I
That's
was going
like
to say, we need to have like a reunion.
Yeah, a really great funeral.
To like wrap it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think like maybe in the meantime, like while all this is happening, Smith has started like a Samantha Jones Foundation.
Yes.
And he's
yes.
like using his voice to
yeah.
like spread awareness
yeah.
about women in HIV.
Yes.
And
older women in
older
HIV.
Women in
yeah.
HIV, and is like raising money and has raised like millions of dollars for this like foundation
yeah.
and Samantha's
Are you
name.
Gonna say what I think you're gonna say?
What?
Like, is Carrie gonna steal this money?
Yeah. Well, it's like Carrie gets a job as
yeah.
like working for
yeah,
the foundation.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
And is just fully embezzling.
And is like able somehow
yeah.
to pay off.
She just
debt.
Like she just like sees like a checkbook mm-hmm. and then just writes like $1.4 million
to like IRS.
IRS.
And well, I think Samantha also just gives it to her. Yeah. Like, she's like, I don't need this. And
it's just like, and like, the money is so not for Samantha either. Yeah. It's like for what women living with, like, so this foundation is just to give money to someone who's going to die in 2 weeks.
Yeah. And Samantha is like, I want you to have it. And I think, like, maybe there's like a gala and Smith like calls her and he's like, look, be here. He's like, I'm sending a glam squad to your hospital.
Yeah.
Like, all you have to do is be here at this gala, yeah, and just, at the right time.
Just show up and then you can go back to your hospital. But yeah, like, it's really important for the brand that you be here.
And we see like Carrie, Charlotte, and Samantha all getting their like hair and makeup, yeah, done. And Samantha's so frail in like this wheelchair. And Carrie is like, but this is also a big fashion moment where, yeah, everyone, yeah, yeah, like, yeah, gets really dressed up
to like the most of them. But I like that Carrie has gone full millennial now.
Yeah, Carrie's like in like, she's only wearing like crop tops.
Yeah, like she's wearing like a nude bodysuit.
Yeah, and like she's like pushing the wheelchair, yeah, and yeah, it's, yeah, like, yeah, really major.
Yeah. And they, Charlotte is like literally dressed in a Minnie Mouse outfit.
Yeah, with, yeah, like little frilly socks, yeah, and like patent leather sandals.
Yes.
And they go to this gala and Smith presents Samantha with a check for like $3 million.
Yeah, let's say that.
And they get back to the hospital afterwards, and I think Samantha has like a real talk with Carrie where, yeah, she's like,
you got it, like, I'm
slipping
dying,
away,
but you need to get your life together.
Yeah. And like, consider this my gift to you. Yeah. Like, take the 1.4
and start over.
And start over. Wipe your slate clean.
You're
not a writer anymore.
That's when we find out, like, none of her friends ever thought she was a good writer.
Yeah. She's like, Carrie's like, oh, I can start my column. And she goes, don't do that.
that's how you got into this mess.
Instagram.
Yeah.
You'll do well there. And like,
yeah, this is how you got yourself in this mess, was writing in the first place.
Yeah. And then she calls and then she's like, I'm gonna give the rest to Charlotte because
she needs she needs clinical help,
yeah, to be like hospitalized, yeah, for, yeah, a while.
Yeah. And I think like this, then Charlotte can go away for a little bit, like, mm-hmm, to a facility.
Yeah.
And by the funeral, like, she is Charlotte again.
Yeah. So like, I think then maybe Samantha passes away that night.
Yeah,
after,
yeah,
the gala.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
yeah,
she's like,
I'm happy, like, happiest she's ever been.
She got one final, like, fabulous,
yeah,
night out.
Yeah.
And she's slowly slipping away. Yeah. And Carrie's like, no. And she's like, Carrie, take the money. Just do it.
Yeah.
And like, Charlotte's like, Samantha? And like, yeah, as the heart monitor starts to like beep out,
where'd the beeping go? Why the beep beep stop? Kirsten Davis is going to have a field day with this role.
This is really meaty.
Where'd the beep beep go?
Where'd the beep beep go? And suddenly a doctor, like the doctors and nurses, rush in and they try and revive Samantha, yeah, to no avail. Yeah. And it's just like, yeah, so, yeah, sad.
And they're like, I've never seen someone die of AIDS so gracefully,
mm-hmm,
and so proud.
Yeah.
And they're like, this was a beautiful death.
This is a beautiful death.
Yeah.
And she is a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
And Carrie goes, I know.
Yeah.
And I think in that moment, they take Charlotte away because, yeah, she's like crying and throwing, yeah, a temper tantrum. Yeah, and yeah, they're like, yeah, we need, yeah, to take her to and commit her.
Yeah.
And like, they take her and it's really intense. She's like, yeah, screaming. Yeah. She's like, my best friend. And like crying.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
then they like take her away and Carrie is just like devastated.
Yeah, yeah. Just like sobbing on the bed with her.
Yeah. And then the next day, or like,
I think we
time passes
a little.
I think it's like we get another montage of like Carrie strutting into the bank and like slapping, yeah, a check, yeah, yeah, down.
And we have a court montage or like a whole court scene
where Miranda
is defending him. We have her like statement, opening statements, all like she's killing it.
This montage happens over the course of the court. the trial.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. And it and Charlotte's like in intensive therapy.
Yeah, 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 yeah. In a straight jacket.
In a straight jacket, but then like slowly getting better.
Yeah, getting better. And Carrie's at the end, like, she's like, I think it was just all about my family and my parent. Like,
yeah.
Like we just see like montages of like camera like going from like patient to patient. Like, you know, yeah, those rehab scenes.
Charlotte's like at first like nonverbal.
Yeah.
And then by the end of it, she's like talking and communicating.
Yeah.
And Carrie's like gets like a really shitty apartment, but it's like she's back on her feet.
Yeah, and it's like,
and she's like blogging and taking like fashion-y photos.
Pictures. Yeah,
her Instagram followers are like going through the roof.
Yeah,
and
she has like a million followers at this point.
And Bella, I think, leaves Miranda like over the scene. We see them fighting.
Maybe they become roommates.
Yeah, and she and Carrie become roommates.
Yeah.
And
at 300 Ashland.
Yeah, at 300 Ashland.
With Tavi.
Yeah. And with Tavi, they're all Instagramming from 300 Ashland.
Yes.
And Carrie does start writing for Teen Vogue.
Yes.
And she becomes like a teen sensation.
Yeah. Yeah.
At age like 60.
I love it.
I love it.
I love it.
And then Miranda's life is getting worse and worse.
Yeah.
And then the montage ends with
her losing.
Her losing this huge case.
Yeah.
And
And like, I think that's like, she's like, we lost, boys.
I don't know what to do now, but we tried our best.
All my credibility is gone. The world hates me. I've lost my girlfriend. An innocent man is going to jail.
Like, she maintains innocence.
She maintains her stance
throughout. And she's like, says she's going to take a leave of absence for a while.
Yeah.
And then her bosses are like, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
And
we might change the name of the company.
Yeah. We might have to shift things around a little bit.
Yeah, rebrand, let's call it.
And we see her get home to her apartment and it's colder than ever.
Yeah. Like literally, like it's freezing.
Yeah.
Like,
and no one is there.
Yeah.
And she's all alone.
And like all the pink, all like the Instagram stuff is gone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like a stark white apartment with like no color at all.
Yeah. And Miranda breaks down and sobs.
Yeah.
Because she's lost everything.
Yeah.
And then
I think then we have the funeral.
Then the funeral.
And I want this to be super fun. Like, I think the joke of like all the men that have slept with Samantha should be like, it should literally be hundreds and hundreds of men.
Yeah. That's like the day. It's a spring day.
It's like Big
They've
Fish.
Waited like,
it's like
6 months.
Fish.
Yeah. They waited 6 months to like have this
the memorial. Yeah.
On like a, they want it to be like New York in the spring. Yeah, so it's like a new awakening and like life thriving.
Yeah, yeah.
And people are pouring into, I think they have it at like Studio 54.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
And people are pouring into this and it's kind of like you get to see all the men that Samantha slept with.
And there's some are gorgeous, some are hideous, some are rich, some are poor, some are old, some are young, some are black, some are white. It's a real celebration of life. And what Samantha did with her life was a celebration of human life.
Yeah.
She did not discriminate.
No.
She just.
And this is Carrie's speech.
Yes. And she, and like then, like, we see like how great of a writer Carrie actually is.
Yeah.
Too, like during this speech.
Mm-hmm.
And like Kristen is, she's planned the whole event.
She's planned the whole event.
And like she's back to being like, but something has shifted in her where she's like, I can let things be a little messy. Mm-hmm. Like we see a moment where like she's like, it doesn't have to be perfect.
Yeah.
It can just be.
Yeah. These flowers aren't what I wanted, but you know what?
It's okay.
It's fine.
I love that for her.
Me too.
Because like she needed to go through this to like learn that like life isn't a fairy tale.
Yeah. And her daughters are there.
Yeah.
And we see her like interacting with them and like we realize.
And one of them is like goth now.
Yeah.
And she's
older
okay
one.
With that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like Harry's there and he's being like a supportive husband to her. And he keeps kind of, he's like, are you okay? And she's like, I'm okay. I've got this. It's fine.
Yeah.
And like, as everyone is filling in and as Carrie's speech is happening, I think we hear like a door open.
Yeah.
And people kind of turn around and it's Miranda.
And everything goes silent.
And everyone's like, and people start like whispering,
yeah,
and kind, and you hear and someone go like cunt,
yeah, 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 exactly yeah.
And it's as Carrie's talking about like acceptance and yeah, love,
yeah,
and she's like, and Samantha wanted everyone to love everyone. So I'm here to say
I love
to every single one of you,
every person in this room, every person,
single person
looking right at Miranda.
Yeah.
Every single person. She says it three times.
That I love you.
I love you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll always love you. I'm going to cry right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Miranda tears up.
Yeah.
And Carrie tears up.
Yeah.
And Charlotte's like looking back, yeah, too, and she's tearing up.
Yeah.
And then kind of all, everyone is getting really emotional.
Yeah.
And they realize that, you know what?
Yeah.
You just gotta put politics aside.
And love your friends.
And love your friends.
And then cut to, do you remember, yes, the 25th night of September? They're all hugging. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like, are we?
And there's like a disco ball. Yeah, yeah. Everyone's like, just like dancing.
Are we crazy? Yes, but I love it.
We're fully crazy.
But I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah, and Carrie's like, especially you, Charlotte. She goes, I know.
Mama? No, just kidding.
And Miranda's like, I quit my job.
Yay.
And she's like, I'm just going to be a stockbroker now. Yeah. She's like, I joined a venture capitalist firm.
I'm going to do some good for the world.
Yeah. And they're all like hugging.
Yeah. And then they dance the night away.
Yeah. And it kind of like pulls
and
back.
And it pulls out and it's like a clear night sky.
Mm-hmm.
With
the
New
city
York
is beautiful. Yeah.
Wow.
I like it that we got to a place where it ends well.
Yeah, it ends because I, like, when I first came in with these pitches, I honestly wanted it to stay dark and, like, get dark, but, like, you just can't with these girls.
No, you have
stay.
To kind of tie it up.
Like, you have, yeah, to tie it up. It's, like, it really is a testament to, like, the feeling of the show. And the
love
tone.
And friendship.
But love and friendship.
Yeah.
Because, like, I could have stayed dark, but, like, it just didn't feel right.
No. Yeah. It had to go. We had to go, yeah, into the light.
Do you like this movie?
I love it. I'd watch.
I would definitely watch it.
I'd watch the shit out of it.
I feel like it's like, it would be the most interesting movie.
It definitely is like, everyone is very much different than where we left them. Yeah. And they have interesting character
arcs. But then at
arcs.
The same time, like, you, at the root of it, they're not.
Yeah.
Like, the root of it is still the same.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we just went in a different direction.
And life has consequences. Like,
yeah.
And people need to understand that.
And sometimes it's death, but, like, let's not even call that a consequence, because look at what Samantha's death brought us.
Yeah. I love Carrie's makeover.
Yeah, that's a good scene. That's a good scene. I'm, like, sad we don't get to shoot this.
I know. Well, maybe one of the producers, like Michael Patrick King, will listen to this and be like, this speaks to me.
Yeah, I get this version.
I'm giving them a lot of options.
Yeah.
The great thing about this podcast is that they have so many different places they could go with the Sex and
the
City 3 movie.
How does like this movie rank to like other movies?
They're all so different. It's hard to rank any of them.
Okay.
Like this definitely is one of the darker tones.
But I like that
it gives Samantha and Kim Cattrall a role to really sink her teeth into, and a role with purpose.
Yeah.
And then it also gets her out of ever having to be in another Sex and the City movie ever again.
Yeah.
So I think she would like that.
I think this would like also bring the girls together as actors in a cool way.
It gives everyone a really good storyline to know
that they never have to deal with Kim Cattrall again. They would have fun shooting it instead of being like dreading the next one.
Everyone would have fun with
it. They would just like all have fun.
Mm-hmm. And the fans would be getting what they want, which is more Sex in the fucking city.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never say never. I just have some sort of feeling.
You
like
have
I
never,
haven't
ever
let,
said never.
I've never said never on Sex in the City.
You've never once said
no.
Never.
I'll never let it go.
No.
No.
You can't.
Thank you for being here with me today and doing this.
This was so fun. I came in nervous, but I feel like we got there. Like there were some moments where I'm like, how are we going to get through the next scene? Like,
but the magic of this is like,
you just do.
Yeah. You commit and then you go.
I'm like, it's definitely a good exercise. Mm-hmm. You're going to be such a good writer after this podcast. Thanks. Like, you're just going to be able to write any story.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Tell everyone where they can find you.
I'm at JT Firstman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
on the gram.
Just on Instagram now.
That's chic.
I'm not on Twitter anymore. I'm not on Facebook anymore.
Wow.
Like, I have them, but I'm only on the gram.
Yeah.
I'm really like, it sounds low, but I'm at 9.1 right now, and I really want
to
get
huge.
To 10.
All I want is to get to 10, because then you can do the swipe up.
I'm verified, so I can.
How did you get verified? Did you ask someone?
Maybe in passing.
I really need to get verified, so maybe we'll take this conversation.
I jokingly said it to my agent.
And they got it. They got
and then,
it
like,
for you?
The next week, I was verified.
Wow, that's a really good agent.
Yeah,
they get to stick around for
a
little bit
like,
longer.
I mean, like when agents are involved, like the things that are like tactile that they actually can do, they're like, I'm gonna do that to show that I'm a good agent.
Okay, wow, I haven't given my agents the verified challenge yet,
yeah,
but I'm ready to lay
Ooh,
down the
verified
gauntlet.
Challenge.
Yeah, anyone out there listening with an agent, just administer the verified challenge.
Yes, and then you can swipe up under 10K.
Yeah. Oh God, fuck. All I want to do is get people to swipe up.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's fabulous.
I didn't know that you had to get somewhere. Like, I thought that everyone was just given the opportunity. And I remember, like, I think when I started this podcast, I was like, amazing, swipe up. And I was like, how do I? And then I Googled it. And then I was like, oh.
Yeah.
And so that's been a real thing.
I feel like, I haven't tapped into your following yet, so I'm hoping to get some followers from
this. I think you'll get some followers. Yeah.
Cool.
Anything can happen.
I'm not going to get to 10K from this, but I could probably get 50 to 100 from this.
Yeah. I think so.
I think that's reasonable.
I'm looking to hopefully get some followers from you, too.
Yeah, yeah. I'll post about this, and you'll get some of my people.
Great. This is equitable for both of us.
Thanks for having me on.
Of course. Bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.